107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. Welcoming to the Rocker Morning Show, a special guest on the phone with us. He's the founder of the School of Rock, and he is looking for his own version of Jack Black for his One River School that he's looking to open up in new locations over the next 5 years. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Matt Ross. Good morning, Matt. How you doing, man?
Mark, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I have to tell you, I'm really excited when your name popped up to talk to. I was like, I got to talk to this guy because, you know, I've been singing since I was a kid. But my first band was with the adult program at the School of Rock in Rochester, Michigan. So you're kind of to thank for that.
I love that. I actually opened that school when I was that was one of our early franchise partners. So I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, you were with the company until, you know, about 2010. And that's pretty much when I was coming into the program. And it was such a cool opportunity. And it's led to opportunities to your own. So first off, I want to know, like, how did you first get involved with the School of Rock?
So I was in radio. You may or may not know that, for 20 years. And I actually ran the rock station in New York. So I just had this lifetime passion for music. But radio, you know, I was moving around. I did 20 years in it, and I was starting to think about other things. I was managing a couple musicians in New York and thinking about shifting career to artist management. And then I got a text from my artist who said, why don't you be the CEO of School of Rock? I had no idea what he was talking about. I went to a show at CBGB's, the legendary bar in New York City music club where punk rock blew up. And I watched the kids play Led Zeppelin, a tribute to Led Zeppelin. And my jaw was hanging down the whole time, looking at the stage and looking at the parents. And I'm like, I got to do this. And I cut a deal and shifted careers and threw my body into it.
Man, and so many locations blew up from there. So where were you stationed? Like, when you were with the School of Rock, where were you located? Were you still in New York?
So the company was founded in Philadelphia. I wound up bringing the corporate headquarters up to, we'll call it suburban New York City, just outside of northern New Jersey, where I lived. And that was where we created Basecamp, and we formed a franchise business. I grew it from 5 to 55 schools in 3 years. We had 50 more under contract, and I'm sure we'll all remember that recession in 2008 and 9 that hit. So I secured a deal for a significant investment, and I wound up leaving a year later because those financial partners wanted their own management team, and I wanted to kind of go on. So I owned a whole bunch of franchise locations. But I was deciding, like, all right, I'm going to try and figure something else out. And I had this idea in my head, how come there are no cool art schools? Just like School of Rock, there were really no cool music schools in my community.
Yeah.
So I went to work on studying the visual art, design, digital media space, and started this brand called One River School. One River from New York City and Inglewood, New Jersey, 2012.
That is so crucial, too, because how I got into radio, there was a school, you may have heard of it, it was on the east side of Michigan, but it was called Specs Howard.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Specs Howard, and it was a, you know, it was an 8-month program, but it wasn't just radio, it was television, film, digital media, graphic design, and those schools are so crucial because you're all there because you're all wanting to get into the entertainment industry. Just being around creative people, it might steer you into a completely different direction. Like you said, you were in radio and you wanted to change career paths. Do you kind of find that? Like, people may come into your school with one idea or one concept and you just see them grow?
So, yes, on a number of levels. On a very personal level, you said something earlier that you've been thing is, since you're a kid, you know, I just wrote a book called Grow or Fold, and it's about transforming yourself in midlife. And I share my story about being this creative guy, but not having anybody feeding it. My parents just weren't engaged, and I was household was struggling. So when I think about, like, what the role of School of Rock does, or One River School, you know, we tap into people's sort of inner need to learn, to play, to do creative things, which we don't really sort of invest enough time in because we all think it's about go get the job and be serious and never do anything creative again. So I think what School of Rock does, and now One River School, is we allow people to sort of do what's uniquely human, learn to be creative, develop a passion for doing something creative that could stay with them for their lifetime. And I see what music education has done for, I'm talking hundreds of thousands now, if not millions of kids at School Rock, and what we're doing at One River School.
It is mind-boggling. It's such a great opportunity for these kids, too, because, again, you can really see these kids at such a young age dedicating themselves to creating something. You know that when you watch them do something amazing, you're like, they're going to grow up, and whatever they decide to do, they're going to excel at it. I remember going to see a couple of the kids' bands play, and I watched this 7-year-old kid play YYZ by Rush on drums. And I was like, I caught myself like afterwards, and I was like, dude, that was unbelievable. You are so good at drums. And he's like, thanks. And I was like, wow. Here I am. I'm in my 20s.
I went to a bunch of schools, but I saw them play Frank Zappa.
Oh.
And if anybody knows Frank Zappa's music, and if you said, I saw 12 and 14-year-olds play Frank Zappa, I would have, like, literally argued to the end that there's no possible way. And yet, School of Rock pulled it off, man. I want to tell people, like, we're looking for partners.
Yeah.
We're trying to scale these schools everywhere. We've got a really successful business concept. Our partners are making money. We own and operate 12 schools. We started franchising pre-COVID, and then we stopped. So OneRiverSchool.com, people can find franchise information. They can email me directly, Matt, at One River School. We kind of guide people. We don't sell them. We want to make sure that this is the right thing for them. It's a great business opportunity, and we care so much about helping people everywhere, including business owners.
That's really cool. And I was going to say, man, if I'm going to make a plug for Kalamazoo, I'll tell you what, the Gibson Guitar Factory is just sitting there, not doing anything. And they were going to turn it into a hard rock, and they've been talking about doing that. It's just sitting there. I'm like, man, what a cool place to create and just really just focus on art. And that's why I love the concept of your school. Like you said, you looked around. You're like, man, there's nothing like this out there. And now you guys have grown 6 different states, right?
We are. 15 locations, 6 states. We're in Portland, Oregon, Dallas, Evanston, Illinois, outside Chicago, and all throughout the New York metro. And I'm certain we're transforming art education because we've taken it out of the past. We celebrate the art of today and living artists. And we teach people just to tap into their sort of creative soul and have fun.
So tell me a little bit about where you see the school like in the next 5 years, because I know, like you said, you're looking to expand even farther from where you're at right now.
Yeah, we're at 15 locations. We're probably going to open another 50. We're developing online tools. We've done a nice job at building a solid foundation as a business. The business is doing well. And, you know, for me, it's really about giving art educators also everywhere an opportunity to have a great job. So you don't have to be an art educator to operate a franchise. But when you do that, because it's really about running a business with hospitality service, but when you do it, you're also employing arts educators and artists and giving them work that they love doing. So for me, building this community of people who care about creative education in a world of AI, this is a differentiator.
Yeah.
To tap in and teach people to be creative.
No joke there. And as you mentioned, Grow or Fold, the book that you just published, who is that kind of targeted towards? Is that kind of targeted towards like the millennials kind of entering into like, you know, the late 30s, early 40s?
Yeah, so I wrote that book at 50 years old. When I left School of Rock, I had a lot of personal issues. I have a son with severe autism who is institutionalized, 2 brothers lost to addiction, parents dying. I left the School of Rock. I didn't know what I was going to do at that moment. So it allowed me to reflect on what I did and to get to a better place. And midlife is a really difficult time for people to figure out. We do all this stuff, and now we're stuck with middle-age problems. How do we then reshape our future personally, professionally, to have the life we want? So I share what I did and some method and learnings. And people could see Grow or Fold on my website, mattross.com, Amazon. I got endorsement from Mel Robbins. I'm really proud of the book.
I saw recently, too, you also got to take a little time out and go to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. How was that experience?
It was slamming, man. Are you kidding me? Like, dude. I was a kid in the candy store. I have been to so many shows, like the blessing of being in radio, but I never went to Jazz Fest. It was a bucket list thing. I went for 4 days, which is hard work. Out there in the heat, 6 hours a day on your feet, but going from the blues stage to the gospel stage to the main stage and seeing people like Rod Stewart to, you know, David Byrne to Ray or Lord, who are contemporary artists. I just, God, man, what is better than that? And all, and the joy on people's faces who are there celebrating music, culture, art. You know, it's an important sort of almost spiritual experience.
Oh man, I bet I'm really stoked because this is the first time I'm ever gonna see Jason Isbell. He's coming to Grand Rapids.
God, I made sure I was near the stage for him, and he's such a great songwriter. I never realized how incredible his lyrics are. I saw him one day years ago on CBS Sunday Morning, and I'm like, that guy is different, and he really is.
Yeah. So what do you look for in a location for one of your schools? Obviously, you said you're looking for partners, but do you look for other things aside from that, like art influence?
Yeah, so we want it to be visible to the street, so good signage, easy drop-off, because if parents need to drop off their kid or teen and keep moving, good parking, 2,500, 3,000 square feet. What's great is sometimes business owners, franchisees, also get to buy a building, so they have a business, a real estate investment that they could lean into. So it really is a great way to leverage this, but we've built a design plan that's amazing, too.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. We're definitely going to throw our name in the into the mix there. Again, mattross.com for you guys to get the name put in there as well. And Matt, congratulations on everything, man. Look forward to seeing this school grow, and hopefully we'll see you around in Michigan here soon.
Thank you.